Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, it's ridiculous. No, he's voting. And hopefully on something significant, he'll join us immediately after that. On Twitter, our jousting with Larry Krasner has resulted in Paul Knox, Medicare for All. Cry more, fash. I guess that's short for fascist. But there's no H in there, Paul. So you don't have to put the fash. I mean, just say, let's get the spelling right. Is an F-A-S appropriate enough? And DeLulu Johnson, aren't homicides in Philly at record lows? Your fear-mongering doesn't work anymore. Bucko. Nice play. I like the bucko.
Bucko.
Got it. So suddenly Philadelphia is safe. It's Larry Krasner. It's safe. It's free. We should just elect him. Let's make him DA for life. Can you imagine? All right. So all these people, Martina White's going to be here, and I'll say this. Martina, what the heck do we want? It's safe and it's free. Your constituents in Northeast Philadelphia always complaining. What the heck's wrong with them? It is safe and free. Larry Krasner said so. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that we have to do is just push pound 1210, and we will get you on board. Quite a spirited discussion with the president of South Africa. This back and forth with genocide there, not quite as Zelensky. I mean, that was unbelievable. But this has gone on for about a half hour. Trump's still saying, why would you not arrest the men that did this, that killed white farmers? So I'm sure the media is enthralled with this. Okay, had somebody on the line. Call us back, though. Abington yesterday. $285 million referendum was up there, and they voted for it. For a middle school, to borrow the money to pay for a middle school in Abington. Wow. You know, I know inflation, I know that. It's just a middle school, though. Yeah, we need that. $285 million. Let's get on it. Here is, this is cut nine. Marco Rubio yesterday had quite a shootout with Van Hollen, the guy who went to El Salvador to have a margarita with a wife abuser. MS-13 wannabe. Here's how it sounded.
And I have to tell you directly and personally that I regret voting for you for Secretary of State. I yield back.
May I respond?
You may, sir.
Well, first of all, your regret for voting for me confirms I'm doing a good job based on what I know.
Well, that's just a flippant statement, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
You
Mr.
may.
I didn't ask.
Senator,
questions.
Please let the Secretary
I'd
have
I'd be
floor.
Happy to, but then I can respond to his...
Your time's up, Senator, and woefully used, I might add.
Well,
your remarks do not represent the view of this committee.
Well, Mr.
Secretary,
Chairman,
please.
Well, I'd like to. I can't respond to everything he said because much of these are untrue, but I'll go through a few. First of all, I'm actually very proud of the work we've done with USAID. For example, I don't regret cutting $10 million for male circumcisions in Mozambique. I don't know how that makes us stronger and more prosperous as a nation.
I
don't regret
Sudan,
psycho social support services.
I raised
USAID.
Sudan, Mr. Secretary.
Can I respond,
not
Senator? Senator, I'd ask you to suspend. You had 7 straight minutes.
I chose to use my time that way, Mr. Chairman. That's my right to
please
use
suspend,
my time that way.
Secretary Rubio.
Well, I can go on. I mean, there's other things here. We spent $227,000 for Big Cat's YouTube channel from USAID. We spent $14 million for social cohesion in Mali, whatever the hell that means. So I can go on and on. I got the list here, and there's more. I didn't even bring the whole list. In the case of El Salvador, absolutely. Absolutely. We deported gang members. Gang members, including the one you had a margarita with. And that guy is a human trafficker, and that guy is a gangbanger, and the evidence is going to be clear. In the days to come, you're
going
to see who you went to deport.
Senator, I'm sorry,
please,
Mr.
Secretary
Chairman.
Secretary Rubio has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, he can't make unsubstantiated comments like that.
Secretary Rubio has the floor. You
Secretary
had your
Rubio
time.
Secretary Rubio should take that testimony to the federal
Senator,
court of the United States because
well,
he hasn't done it under oath.
Now, you know how I feel about the time thing. I would like to see more leisurely stuff. When stuff gets going, I think we need more hours of that. That's a way to clear the air on this stuff. I don't know if Subcommittee Chairman Jeff Van Drew, who really had interesting people talking about the Jersey Congresswoman, the one in the red blazer, who tried to storm the ramparts at the ICE Detention Center. I know on the subcommittee is Jasmine Crockett. Let's go to Jeff Van Drew, Congressman. Welcome in. Nice work on the subcommittee.
I appreciate it, Dom. Good to be with you. How are you?
Very well. So, you know, usually it takes a full committee, but boy, your subcommittee is in the center of the action. What can you tell us about this stuff with the charges against LaMonica Iver, who is the congresswoman from, I guess, that district near the Newark detention center?
So just to start, as far as the subcommittee goes, it's subcommittee on oversight, which gives us so much leeway and is why I particularly wanted that and worked to get it. And I want to thank my friend Jim Jordan for helping me with that. In fact, I'll tell you what, our next hearing, I haven't told anybody this yet, but most probably we're working on now is going to be the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Our last hearing was on the Bureau of Prisons. The one before that was on the Department of Justice. So it's a subcommittee in oversight. So we get a lot of ability to talk about the real issues that affect real people and that are so important to this country. LaMonica, you know, that's an issue that just shocks me, to be honest with you, regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat. And I think there were three areas that were really important there. And the first one is, let's understand, these are the things we tried to accomplish in the committee. Who is in this detention center? Are these just good? Is this just a holding area for really nice people that accidentally got into the United States by mistake? Absolutely not. And we actually outlined, as you know, if you saw some of the hearing, the individuals who are held there. They are murderers. They are drug dealers. They are illegal gun dealers. They are rapists. A number of them that I detailed, one of them raped their own child over and over again. Others raped those that were not even of age. Really bad, bad people. So, and I said it today in the hearing, we're having a hearing right now on a piece of legislation. I said today, what is this perverse, bizarre, I don't know other word terminology, desire of some of the left-wing radical Democrats. It's not every Democrat that's on the street of New York or Philadelphia or wherever. But I mean, some of these folks in leadership, particularly, to just defend and fight for and want to leave the borders open for and bring in to the United States people who do really bad things and are here illegally. I don't get it. I swear to God, I don't understand it. So that's number one. Secondly, we discussed it. We discussed how a member of Congress should comport themselves. They keep saying that part of the responsibility of Congress is oversight, and it is. And we do have a right to look at, evaluate, and examine these facilities. I have no problem with that. That is part of our responsibility. No problem with folks being there. No problem with Congresswoman MacGyver going there and evaluating what's going on and seeing what's going on there. And either does ICE have a problem with it. Because I got to tell you, Dom, facilities pretty damn nice. These are people, many of whom don't deserve something this nice. It's got indoor recreation, outdoor recreation, good meals, safe facility. It's better than some of our federal prisons, to be quite honest with you. But in any event, oversight does not mean that you can put your hands on, push around, and assault law enforcement officers. You cannot do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nobody is above the law, including those that are in Congress or the President of the United States.
Something you mentioned surprising here, too. The wind is back in New York, New Jersey, and you have been up and down the line.
Not in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's not New Jersey?
No, I don't know. This is getting so so much misinformation about this out there. This is one single case.
Okay.
All the other projects were stopped because of an executive order by the President of the United States, except this one, because this one was almost halfway done. And this one, what we tried to do, and I did work with the Department of Interior, Secretary of Interior, was to do a stop order, not from the president, but from the Department of Interior. And there was concern that this was not going to hold because of the nature of this one project. They were building it. It's not like they just got permitted.
Okay.
It's not just like it was an idea, not like it was just a plan. And somehow, and with some folks, it's morphed into there are going to be these projects all up and down the coast. The president came to the Capitol yesterday. I was there when he first came, and then I had to scoot over. I had another meeting I had to go to. But in fact, he called me out in a good way. He said, "Where is Van Drew?" You know, and he talked about the wind and the work that we've done. He has not backed off in what he feels about wind on the Jersey coast and in general. This was a project that was different. They were two total different mechanisms of stopping them. So I'm glad I've had the opportunity to discuss this. All that was allowed is that one individual project, which was, you know, the construction workers are there. The things were going up, unfortunately, because it was pushed, you know, by New York City and everybody else, including the Biden administration. Only them. It's not New Jersey. The president would have to rescind his executive order to affect New Jersey.
All right. I'm going to clarify. What I meant was not where we are, but I thought that this was border of New Jersey, farther up New York and all that. But you're clarifying it's just in New York and it was already underway.
It's Empire Wind, just in New York.
Okay.
Same company has desires to do work in New Jersey, but has not gone through, is not building yet, not through the process.
Let's talk about the big, beautiful bill. It looks like real progress here, but there are some people object. Now, you're inside the conference. You can make a better judgment than I. I don't know that a lot of these people are grandstanders. When they have an objection, say, on the Medicaid thing, you and I have talked about that. It's hard for me to wrap around, though, what your judgment will be and their judgment about Medicaid when it comes to waste, fraud, and abuse. How about the fact that we have a lot of young men that are on there? It's not waste, fraud, or abuse, but should that change that they shouldn't be on? They're not illegal, but we've allowed it. Should we move away from that?
So let's talk about that a little bit. There are work requirements.
Okay.
So that's why, let me right off from the get-go here. You know, you read some of the left-wing media, and this is, they think, their ticket to win the midterm elections. Let's talk real politics. Let's really get down into the weeds and get nitty gritty. And they're going to use this as a vehicle to beat the daylights out of Republicans. And they're putting things in, trillions will be cut. That's not accurate. It's just not true. We're not cutting any eligible individual human being or facility or the disabled or senior citizens or nursing homes or hospitals. What we are doing is making sure, you know, states, for example, if they have greater than a 10% error rate, in other words, they're wasting 10% or more of the money and it's going for fraudulent use. Yeah, they're held responsible and they've got to do better. And their share cost increase will go up for that. And it should. If you're a state that's funding illegals, the same thing. And it should, because people got to tell them to cut it out. But all the people, the individual recipients and facilities are going to be fine, especially if they do what's right. Now, to your answer about working people, people who have the ability to work and don't have children good work. So in this, and therefore, what they're saying, this is an important point. When you read these articles all over and see them and hear them online, they say trillions being cut. They're assuming that every person who is now being given, who are single, able, healthy individuals that are now have a work requirement. And by the way, it's only 4 hours a day, the work requirement. It's only 20 hours. They're assuming that every one of them, when they say we're cutting that amount of money, every single one of them is not going to work or go to school or volunteer in a community project,
okay,
that they are just going to be off of Medicaid. That's not true. A lot of them are going to say, hey, I still want to get my Medicaid or the SNAP, so I better start working. I better start doing something. And I think the vast majority of Americans, including those who are on Medicaid, agree with that.
It's a 90-10 again, or at least 80-20. How about something that's been underplayed? Maybe I should underplay it because I want to see it go through dearly. And there's been a victory on this. That's school choice. And I like the formula. I like how it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for too long we've seen, I always tell you straight out, years and years ago, I wasn't that supportive of school choice. I thought, you know, I don't want to hurt our public school system, especially in our urban areas, et cetera. It's like a sinkhole. It's not the kids and it's not some of the teachers who are trying, but it's groups like the NEA, whether it's in Pennsylvania or in the New Jersey Education Association here. I never hear about the kids. I just hear about money. I hear about themselves. And I hear now about super left-wing ideology. It has nothing to do with teaching. The Education Association, the NEA, to be coming up with real substantive plans to help kids in urban areas because they're coming out of school undereducated. And it is not fair to people of color. It is not fair to people that live on the margins. And they are then committed to the same kind of life that their parents and grandparents were. We want to do better. We want them to reach for the bar. We want them to reach for the brass ring. So I think this is a way that we can actually help marginalized communities. I think it's a way we can help people of color. I think it's a way we can help our urban areas.
It's a big breakthrough. Congressman Jeff Van Drew with us. Take a moment now, as you've taken us through some of this, what pops out to you, what objections you have, or what do you think is underplayed or the media is not covering correctly in this big bill? What is it that Jeff Van Drew says?
I think we fixed some of it. So we wanted to do something with SALT and not excessive, but to come to a middle ground. And at the end of the day, we did. Interestingly enough, the president was very, very candid. He came to Capitol Hill, as you know, yesterday and had a real, you know, I said, you know, when, you know, he was abroad, obviously, we all know that he was doing good work in the Mideast and he came back. And I said to everybody, okay, the sheriff's back in town. Now everybody's going to start behaving a little bit, because it's not that he's telling anybody what to do. And he really left it in the hands of Congress, as he should. but he wants to get it done. We don't want to be ineffective. We want to get our work done. We want to be responsible to the people. So this bill, this big reconciliation bill, I'll tell you what I don't like, and I'll tell you what I do like. What I do like is it has the tax cuts for those that work overtime, those that are obviously on tips and make their money mostly, mm-hmm. really more than their hourly on their tips. It, you know, no tax on those folks. That's a good thing. The one thing I'm disappointed in, there's a write-off for those on Social Security. People pay enough on Social Security. They've paid taxes their whole damn life. And so was the president. You know what's odd? It's not like I coordinated with him and say, oh, I'll just do everything the president will mm-hmm. do. But he is a populist conservative. So at the end of the day, independently, not just me, there are others, obviously, I'll come out with these ideas. Like when I talked to him about Medicaid, which he even talked about yesterday at Capitol, over and over again, he said, Jeff, I don't want to hurt the people that are truly deserving this. We enough already. That's not his point. So when people say we don't want to waste fraud and abuse, and we do want people to work if they can, especially if they're able-bodied, but we don't want to hurt
right.
people.
Well, let me interject. So with this Social Security, he wanted, and I think you want, more of a tax relief here. What does it end up at for people listening of what will happen to them? What are the parameters?
Right at this moment, and things are still subject to change, it's better than nothing, but it's not what I want. I still have my bill,
okay.
which I'm glad to do, somebody else's bill. It's a $4,000 write-off. So you can write off your income $4,000. It helps a little bit, but it's not the same thing that it was supposed to be. So I'm hopeful. I'm going to keep bringing it up.
Okay.
They say, you know, there's all these rules with doing this through reconciliation, which I won't explain, but it means that we only need 51 votes in the Senate. All these rules that we weren't able to change Social Security the way we want to in that process. I'll take them at their word. But that means as we go into next year and we even keep moving forward, that we really look at this. The president is the one that gets hurt with this. You know, they're faceless members of Congress, some of them, who just say, no, we're not doing this. We can't do it. They didn't go out there and talk to people enough, and they didn't make a promise to the people. So I've said I'm going to do everything I can. I know the president has. That's one area I would have liked. We're doing something. It's better than nothing. It's more than never has been done before. Not good enough.
All right. Thank you very much, Congressman. Of course, you have carte blanche anytime you see a development. I'm glad you clarified a lot. Have a great Memorial Day. And we're looking forward to getting you over at Mulligan's, maybe July 4th, like last year. We got a lot of scotch there, and they love Jeff Van Drew.
And I love them, and I love seeing you. And actually, maybe we have to be. We're so serious, and we're all working so damn hard all the time. And that's a good thing. That's what we should be doing. But just to take maybe an hour or two off and hang out with you guys, I really look forward to it.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Congressman. Thanks as always.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. Jeff Van Drew here. Now, we differ a little bit on that. I don't think the 40,000 salt thing that's what it's going to be. You heard what he said about Social Security. By the way, Dan spotted this first. The president of South Africa, Dan, what was this, like 45 minutes ago, was still jawing back and forth. And they got some Africana farmer on the other side of the couch talking about his friends being murdered there in the Oval Office with this. This is pretty unusual stuff.
If I can save lives, I want to save the lives. If it's in Africa, that's great. If it's in Europe, if it's wherever.
This is live, Dom, what we're
talking
about.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's a very small investment to do, believe me, compared to what the consequences are. So I hope we can do something. Look, I have so many friends. These two men, I have great admiration for them because I know what they do for a living.
Yeah.
And that's a very hard living, going from city to city, from country to country, and hitting a ball 350 yards like they do.
Better than you and I.
And getting the ball in the hole. It's a very tough.
He's got golfers here now.
Is that what they're talking about? Is golf?
Yeah.
Got the goose in there with him.
He's bringing Retief Goose in him for the Africana farmers. Oh, my God.
They really wanted to be here.
That's true.
They could be elsewhere. They could be on a beautiful fairway someplace, and they wanted to be here.
I mean, I didn't know that was the goose there. He's got his suit on. I didn't recognize him. Yeah.
Didn't recognize him.
Retief Goose.
Polo.
Yeah, and he was talking about Africana farmers at one point. Not golf. Huh.
Sorry, I don't. Who the heck are you guys talking about?
Retief Goosen is a guy who won the U.S. Open a couple times, yeah. And he's on the senior tour now.
Gotcha. And he's a South African guy?
South African guy. There's a bunch of them, too.
Okay. Charles Schwartz.
I guess Gary Player couldn't show up today.
For those completely uninformed on the game of golf, I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah, thank you very much for the goose. This is amazing. This is going on for an hour here, this showdown over people being murdered there. The media already is putting out stories. Why doesn't Trump care about people murdered in X? All right, 855-839-1210. You heard Jeff Andrew. How does that sound to you? The details are going to be very, very interesting, but it seems like they might vote on this by Friday, and we'll be on top of it. All right, call's coming up at 855-839-1210.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dom time. You heard Jeff Andrew. Scott Perry will be here a little bit later. Congressman Perry, I think he's going to differ a little bit. He's here at 2 o'clock. It looks like they're getting this through. And again, I think it's $40,000 for the people in Jersey and states like that. That just seems to me to be way high. We haven't talked, though. I have an update about the tush push. Then I'm coming to your calls. Yesterday, Jalen Hurts gave one of those moments that in sports media, I don't know how you deal with these guys. When asked about why he didn't go to the White House, he says, "I wasn't available." I don't think that's pertinent. Everyone who went and was available, they seemed to enjoy themselves. And again, Jalen Hurts. We went through this a million times. If you don't want to go because of Trump, but here's the thing. What I would say about this, unless your wife is going in labor that day, or unless you're grieving, someone in the family close to you has died, or there's a real emergency, your child suddenly is very sick, you know what I mean. When you're asked to visit the White House and the president, what don't you get? That's what you do. This isn't like some other appointment here. So I think he's lying. I think he didn't want to go because he didn't want to be tarnished with this. One of his advisors told him that. Now, the tush push failed to be banned. We're not sure. They needed 75% of the vote. Why or what the number is, that will tell us. But what have we learned from this about the NFL? And I know I might write about this, that I am resisting what America wants. Why in the world, if this were a competitive league, meaning this is the ultimate competition, the NFL is the fiercest out there of any of the pro sports, of anything. My argument is they're all in it together. Parity is what counts. They're one business. They're not individual businesses. And the reasons why these guys, the Green Bay Packers, the Buffalo Bills, and these others went after the Eagles is the Eagles apparently practice this. They have the best offensive line coach arguably in history. They have great play. They actually brought Jason Kelce there, Dan. I was listening to WIP to lobby not to ban the tush push. That's the level they had to go to. All right, so I'll start with Dan. Henry's screening a call. Dan, what's your biggest takeaway? It did survive. But my question is more, what's your biggest takeaway that we actually even had this again?
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying that we had it in the first place, especially from a team, the Packers. So what I think happened here is I think the NFL themselves wanted to ban it. I don't know why, but I think Goodell essentially went to the Packers, who were one of the only teams that could stop the tush push, I want to add, and said, hey, look, you're a team that doesn't have an owner that we can put the blame on for raising this whole situation, so why don't the Packers raise it, bring it to a vote, and let's try to pass it and get this thing banned. And happily, it fell on its face, but I think this was more than just I'm always a conspiracy theorist. I think there's something going on here with the NFL trying to get this banned themselves.
And what's the reason?
I don't know. Injuries?
Parity. Parity. They're socialist.
You think so?
Yes. And I bet it's close to 90%. And what it does philosophically, if I'm on the other team, this is frightening psychologically. Because when I line up, I know I can't stop this, that it takes incredible luck to stop it. The percentage is incredible. So I know if the Eagles get, say, inside the red zone, particularly, they're not playing first and 10. It's more like first and 8.5. That's all they have to get. And on third down, they can take a chance, third and 3, third and 4, to run the ball. So third and 4, the percentages are pretty high. The other team's going to pass the ball. They'd have to do that.
Agreed.
Chancing a draw play or something is kind of risky. The Eagles don't care. They know they have two downs to do it, and they're going to defy you. Psychologically, they're taking away your masculinity, is the way I would put it. Really, mano a mano, they're telling you know what's going to happen. So that's what's going to happen. Henry, what do you say here?
I slightly differ with Dan's take, but I agree that the Green Bay Packers were kind of the vehicle to use because they do not have an owner that would get any blowback.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think it comes from Roger Goodell. I think Roger Goodell is essentially a mouthpiece for all the owners. And I don't think it's necessarily like socialism or communism, whatever, that parody.
It's parody.
I just think everyone's sick of trying to stop it because they know they can't.
Well.
And the teams that voted, against shooting it down, thanks to the Ravens, the Bills, the Jets, the Patriots, I think they're teams that think, hey, we could maybe perfect this at some point.
Do we know who voted what way?
I saw Adam Schefter tweet those four teams. I don't know about the other five besides the Eagles.
So it could have been I think it was close. They were desperate.
It was 22-10. They needed 24 to pass.
Wow. Yeah. So that tells us, let me make the parody argument again for listeners, and I'm flying into the wind because I hate what they do. I do. I despise it. I'll admit it. It goes against every competitive instinct that's there. 22 teams, cowards, said, we can't stop this. They voted.
in the most masculine testosterone, kill the other guy, to say, we're going to take this away from you. It ought to shock true football fans, I would think.
No, I would think so, too. And, yeah, that's just, all these owners are hiding behind the Packers. It's like, oh, it's your style they can take the blame
for. And again, if this were like, all right, three-point shot, you're too good, we're moving it back or whatever.
Four-point line.
This is mano a mano, though. This is men lining up against the other, cowards admitting the Eagles are just physically, psychologically, tactically superior. So we have to call upon authority figures so that we can play.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is crazy how this has turned out, and I can't believe it turned out in our favor. For now. The way it was going, for now, yeah.
I think there's a deal that next year it might go away.
Sure, I'm sure in the year's league, after the Eagles repeat, then it'll be like, all right, let's slow
with every one of these teams, if I'm coaching the Eagles, I know maybe this is overboard, I'm running it an excessive number of times.
Oh, yeah, as you should.
I mean, I'm going to run it 25 times in a game. It's just like with Shaquille O'Neal, I would foul him on the opening tip-off. I'm right out of the box. I'm bringing an extra guy, whatever number of guys I can have with six fouls, go out there and foul.
The touchdown odds for Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley both changed today after the news.
Oh, yeah.
Saquon's went down and Jalen's went up. So
yeah. Not only that, it ruins the gambling aspect, I guess, because they're not going to give you a lot of Jalen Hurts scores, right?
It's just they're terrible odds. They're usually like minus money, like minus 125 instead of everyone else being like plus money.
Exactly. And I feel for Saquon Barkley. Let him score a few touchdowns.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. All right, more calls.
We got the MVP then.
Yeah, more calls coming up. What does it tell you that Henry reporting now that probably 22 teams said, no, we can't stop this play. And this play is not just passing a ball. I mean, it's aggressive. It's as close as you come, man on man, you know, type of stuff to stop it. They call upon the league and they almost got it. To stop the play. Something the Eagles, how rare is it to develop something that goes to this level? I get it. America is crazed. I don't think there's any limit to how much America wants football. The only thing that pulled them back was the taking the knee stuff. For a while there, they were a bit on the ropes. They're back big time. They can do it. They can charge anything they want, do anything they want. And yet, I look at it and I think it's fraudulent. It's not one team against another. They're all in it together. It's a league. It's parity. All right, they dodged a bullet. I hope they use it even more. That's another thing. Will they use it less now to dodge a bullet? Or no, I would say this is our last year.
No, and especially this year with a lot of new faces on the defense. Yeah. I think they're going to have to control the ball, so you're going to see that play a lot more, I think.
That's so I love it when they line up. And the cockamamie announcers, oh, man, do we really have to see this? Shut up.
Yeah, oh, here it comes.
Here it comes, Realize. You ought to be celebrating something innovative. This is innovation. This is American innovation. That's what America's about. This ought to be celebrated rather than whining. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. And there's a lot of news about drinking water out there and difficulties with it. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They will put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, they'll test your water, and recommend solutions that make sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. Great care of you like our guy. I talk about him all the time, Dwayne, when he comes out. Click on martinwater.com. Martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it is Dom time at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. You'll get on board. Let me go to Martha in Delaware, Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Martha. Welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Thanks so much for taking my call. I had the privilege of meeting you once at Eustace's gathering at the Ione in Avalon, and I met Scott Pressler there.
Yeah, it was a great day. I love the hotel
really
and the whole
was.
Thing. Yeah.
And I'm very affiliated with Protect Our Coast and know Robin Schaefer well. And I heard that you were going to have Representative Van Drew on your show. I'm calling about this huge issue for New Jersey residents, especially we on the coast, and it will be North Jersey too. And I don't know if you know about this, but it's all over X, and I've been all over X. President Trump met with Hochul, Governor Hochul of all people, the mayor of New York City, and the unions, and he turned around his executive order for Empire Wind Turbines and is going to allow them to be built off the coast of New York and North Jersey. Did you know that?
Well, I just asked Van Drew about it, and Jeff Van Drew said they were already building. It was already operational what they were doing, and that's why. And he said it didn't have anything to do with Jersey. I more concur with you, though. It's both New York and North Jersey,
and
as
Jersey.
I understand it. Yeah.
And also, the one we are feared it will definitely impact New Jersey because it will impact our legal status with our different lawsuits that we are, are pending. I mean, this is a big blow, but this will be very important to President Trump and the GOP, especially in New Jersey, because people are incredibly disappointed about this. You know, President Trump had his biggest rally in Wildwood. There are people that were Democrats and independents and even libertarians that voted for President Trump this time. New Jersey has a possibility, especially with Scott Pressler, of turning red. But this is going to impact it massively.
Well, Martha, I take that point. What do you say to Van Drew, whose his point was they were already underway? I think he said something about halfway building this, and that's why they signed off.
Well, I don't think they were halfway building it. I think they had like one of those, they were working on one of those stations that are out there, and they probably had some of the materials, but it had stopped. And Hochul got in touch with Trump, as far as what I can tell. I don't know that that's true, but I don't understand why President Trump went and gave them. Basically, I mean, I could be wrong, but everything I'm reading is that he made a turnaround in this one reason. And I feel that it was an unforced error on his part.
I'm not on board with it until we know further exactly what you're talking about, because I don't want to diminish for Jack Cittarelli the ability to run on this in Jersey. I don't know how it would, but I take your point. We have the energy. We have a lot of people who want rock solid that we're going to stop them in Jersey.
Yeah, and I just want President to know who I voted for three times, and even in his first primary in 2016. But we feel massively discouraged. I mean, it's just not me. We're talking thousands of people.
I would point to the Van Drew interview, Martha, and I'm telling you almost verbatim what he said. And until I don't know how I'm going to decide this, till I see more of the details, he was clear. That was his argument on this.
Well, he made a statement. I've read his statement.
Yeah.
And I have to say this. He's the one politician I do trust. I think he's been fantastic.
On this.
I just want him to know that we're concerned. And he has the ear of the president. I'm worried for New Jersey. New Jersey needs to get a Republican governor.
Exactly. Thank you, Martha. All right. Let me address this with President Trump. And Jeff Andrew called him a conservative populist and all this. Look, President Trump went there yesterday and told these people in Congress that they're going to have to pass this bill, essentially. All right. Some people admire that. Now, I don't think our listeners are just going to overlook, and it depends on the details, this idea of populism. So let me ask you straight up, and we got Scott Perry coming up, and I think Perry's going to agree with me more. We know that Social Security and Medicare are very difficult, even when there are issues with it. It's called the third rail, both of them. Medicaid, in the minds, I think, of President Trump and any number of these Republicans, great number of them are divided on it, has become the third rail. You can't touch it. Now, you heard what Jeff Andrews said, I hope. I asked him about it, of how he sees this playing out. But there are a lot of people on Medicaid that either due to COVID or the Biden administration, they don't belong there. They're able-bodied. They're using this. If that isn't waste, fraud, and abuse, I don't know what is. There have to be cuts in Medicaid. The president, in some world, sensing his base, doesn't agree with that. And how do we justify the $40,000 in SALT? Well, it's a feel-good in a place like Jersey because they don't want to move from Jersey. They're being killed by the progressives that are in Jersey. So we do this to give them some relief. The question is this. Are you on board with that? And you just heard the caller about the wind. Van Drew has been tremendous on this. And you know how listeners have been over the last 3 or 4 years. The whales emotionally started this. And every year that we're at Mulligan's, we go down the shore. We've had an iteration of it. People have come to this cause as one of the existential issues. And it's amazing what Robin and everybody else has done to stop what Murphy was doing. But Trump may see it another way. He sees this as deal-making, populism. Well, populism is fine, but I'm not going to sign off on it on something like Medicaid. There are millions of people probably on Medicaid that shouldn't be on Medicaid. It's that simple, isn't it? Or is it something Republicans can't touch? From what I can tell in this bill, that's where the battle is. They're not really doing too much on this.
All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. Hit me too. Who is it you'd like me to interview based upon my birthday wish that we've come up with this? We'll give you a few that are on Twitter in a moment. We've had some really good ones so far. Jeffrey Epstein was a bit of a reach, alive or dead. We'd love to get it. I think we had good ones. Chris Christie is probably my top in studio. All right, let's talk about Dr. Benz for a moment. You know, my friend and dentist, Dr. Robert Benz at the Benz Dental Group, for about 10 years, I've told you about Dr. Benz. And we've started with all kinds of things that make him unique. But one of the biggest is, due to the technology he has, due to the priority he places on diagnostics, he's able to offer you a lot of choices, more so than, bang, you're just going to have to do this. Put a cap on it. Now, so recently, after, you know, several visits back and forth doing stuff over the year, I've decided to have a dental implant. I did, working out very well, going through the process, and he's taking care of me step by step. Dr. Benz knows that you want a comprehensive diagnosis using advanced technology and his instincts and consulting with you. You don't get that in a lot of places. I can't tell you, going through this, the 10 years of experience, the difference in the Benz difference is what I've experienced. Why not get that initial evaluation? Give them a call, the Benz Dental Group, at 610-272-6949 or visit BenzDentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano's show. We spent the opener today, rightfully so, going after Larry Krasner. So that election's over, except for the general. Will it be Dugan? Will it be Dom Giordano? Still waiting for that call.
Yeah, you're going
to
do it?
Oh, absolutely. Vince, give us a call. We'll be over to your bar of choice this afternoon, and we'll figure it out. But the guy I have to put on the griddle again is, how does this guy get away with it? How much is he paid? The SEPTA prosecutor. Remember, we went to all this trouble with Krasner to get somebody placed in there that when Krasner under-prosecutes or won't prosecute within X number of feet or yards of something vaguely related to SEPTA, this guy can jump in. And to the best of our knowledge, Untermyer has not prosecuted one case yet. The head of SEPTA came on the show. He might come back again. They were pleading for money. He wanted to come on. We had a good conversation. And he said, yeah, I'm off to see the prosecutor about fare evasion. And to our knowledge, no case has been prosecuted yet. Again, you wonder why Larry Krasner is able to run wild. Look at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We impeached him. Larry, you were impeached. Now, whether it's rescinded and how all that worked, we did it. He just stares him down and they capitulate. In the case of the SEPTA prosecutor, is he afraid of Krasner? I'm not sure. It appears that I could have been wrong about the FOP. Maybe they were willing to endorse. What I saw out there last night was that nobody asked for their endorsement. You know what? I have to say with Judge Dugan again, Dan, and I know you think, Dom, you got the world of politics. How am I ever going to be DA? I can't vote for a guy who's not asking the FOP for their endorsement. I can't. If we've come to a point in Philadelphia where the FOP endorsement is death with Democrats.
It's sad.
Then, yeah, I mean, is the way to go then, all right, we're behind you, but we're not going to endorse. Or is it to fight with every fiber in your being to say, how dare you? And here's a case in point. This officer Dial, who's on trial right now, and they're threatening to riot if he doesn't get the book thrown at him. In what universe can he be convicted of murder? When you listen to the tape of what happened with his partner and this guy who had mental difficulties is running amok in Kensington, he has knives, he won't put them down. It's clear he could have heard gun. Now, should he be a cop after this? Did he follow procedures? I could see a debate over that. But putting him in jail, and he's been in jail because of Krasner for murder. And now we have a Philadelphia jury looking at people that are ready to riot again. Meatball. Now, remember that the last time? The riots over this guy. I'd be surprised if they don't convict. And is the FOP out there making this extreme case? No, they're accepting that if you're a cop in Philadelphia, you have to tread very lightly. Do we have to go back to back the blue? Dan, I had the Ben Franklin, six cops were killed, turn their lights blue. I had them on Boathouse Row do this. And we had a night down at Joey Ventos, a back the blue night. We had the police commissioner and everything else because of the number of cops that were shot to death in a short period of time. Their reputation now is you're radioactive. You can't be a cop organization in Philadelphia. Your endorsement would be the death knell. Now, maybe Judge Dugan is right. I think he let Krasner push him around about Trump and Republicans. He didn't come on this station. I mean, I would be helpful if I had to shut up and say, oh, Judge Dugan's great, knowing he wouldn't come on the show. But when do you fight back? How is it that I'm radioactive in Philadelphia? That the FOP is radioactive? Well, that's a fact of life. Well, we have to challenge that. Well, what's that based on? Are the building trades with Ryan Boyer, are they radioactive now? They proudly, 40,000 strong, stood up against Krasner. So let's talk about the people that had the courage to stand up against Larry Krasner. And the building trades of Philadelphia, I'm proud to support Ryan Boyer and the building trades. They did. They're one of the few voices that stood up against this creep and called him out and backed Judge Dugan. I don't know that Judge Dugan stood up for himself enough. All right, coming up, Scott Perry. You heard Jeff and Drew. Does Perry have the same opinion on the big, beautiful bill, or are there things there that he would see differently, that he thinks should be changed? He is next. Money Melody, too. We got a big prize for that. That's all straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.